Sean Carver has just completed a 2.5-year stint as NPR's Kabul correspondent. In his final postcard from Afghanistan, Carberry, a former professional musician, takes us into Kabul's underground music scene.
This has been one of the most important places in my time in Kabul. It's a small restaurant called The Venue, tucked in one of the residential neighborhoods. And it's a melting pot of Westerners and Afghans, and it's the hub of the music scene here in Kabul. Inside, people are gathered for one of the open mic nights, where musicians from Afghanistan, from all over the world, will get on stage and take turns playing songs together.
So what do you guys want to play tonight?
I have no idea.
I grab my guitar and hop on stage with an Afghan drummer and bass player, and we start improvising. Over the years, I've jammed with some talented and passionate Afghan musicians. Tonight's drummer is fairly new to the scene, but he's got some serious ginger baker chops. After a few songs, the largely Afghan crowd starts calling for one of their friends to sing. For the next hour, Afghan musicians sing a mix of traditional and original songs.
The whole inspiration was bringing rock and roll to Afghanistan.
Humayun Sadran is the owner of the venue. He grew up in exile in Pakistan, where he listened to classic rock and watched grunge bands on MTV. Sadran returned to Kabul after the fall of the Taliban, who had banned music in Afghanistan. 3 years ago, he opened this intimate restaurant with its blue-lit stage and Led Zeppelin posters on the walls.
And why did I need a venue? Because we would do concerts back in the days in embassies and expatriate bars where Afghans were not allowed. So I had to set up this place.
And at this place, Afghans and Westerners mix on stage and in the crowd. When I first arrived, I jammed mostly with Western musicians, but that changed.
Now you see, like, all the concerts we do, all the jam sessions we do, it's 90% Afghans who really wants these things to happen.
Sadran says that's what he's wanted all along, an Afghan rock scene. He says musicians like me have been mentors for young Afghans, and they're now ready to take center stage. And so I take my exit, but not before one last jam of AC/DC's Highway to Hell. It's a crowd favorite here. Sean Carberry, NPR News.